Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Leading Edge Cricket Podcast. Today is the second day back-to-back of doing County Championship previews. Yesterday, you listened to the Division 1 preview. All 10 teams previewed, the players, the teams, how it's going to play out and who's going to get relegated. Today, we're going to take a look at Division 2 and who's good and who's not, all the ins and outs and everything in between. Are we ready, Rich? Are we ready for the... We're recording this back-to-back, transparently.
Yeah.
This is back-to-back.
We're not like that bad. We're not wearing the same clothes we were yesterday. This is still today, but it's tomorrow to you.
Back to back. We've got 2 hours of recording going on here, so we'll kick into it. Division 2's pretty special to us because obviously being Notts boys, Notts are in there, and you've got like the trifecta of Derbyshire, Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire, three counties going on as well. So a lot of derbies, interesting division, and a lot to play for.
Division 2 is where the cool kids are, Rob. That's simple as that. Division 1, that's gone. We've done that. We don't care about that nonsense. This is what it's all about this year. And we're going to start with Derbyshire. It's Derbyshire. They're fine. We don't worry. We don't see them as rivals anymore. Famous last words. Notts get beat by Derbyshire this year. Anyway, Derbyshire, Mickey Arthur. I think this is a signing of the summer for any county at any position. Otis Gibson might have an argument at Yorkshire, but Mickey Arthur, he of nearly every international set up going and every other job going. Quality acquisition. He's excited about the opportunity and the talent that Derbyshire have, and he believes that the talent is way more than the results have shown over the last few years, and we'll see if that is the case. Billy Godleyman is in charge. Pakistan opener Shan Masood is coming over, and this is the signing I really like. Saranga Lakmal as an overseas player, Sri Lankan bowler. What great experience he's going to bring to this relatively young and inexperienced Derbyshire setup. Ben Aitchison, Sam Commons, etc. That's a couple of players with a ball as well that will impress. And the one I'm really excited about is this big unit, big screws, George Scrimshaw. He's not played a lot of cricket at the moment, but he looks a talented player. He looks a handful, very Stephen Finn-esque. So when you do finally get around to seeing him, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Godleyman's going to be supported with the likes of Wayne Madsen, isn't he? And Alex Hughes and one or two others. They're not a bad side. They're going to struggle, I think, but they're on the upside. And when you've got Mickey Arthur in charge, he will turn a very, you know, if you're an ordinary side, he's going to turn you into an okay. And if you're an okay side, he's going to turn you into a good side. So let's see what Derbyshire can bring, Rob. But some exciting overseas players and some exciting players, especially with the ball and especially in the big man, George Scrimshaw.
Yeah, Godleyman's a good skipper to have, mate. I've got him in the top 50 list of batsmen in the country. The average is 42nd, but he plays at Derbyshire. And to give the same information I did at the start of the first one, we've done a ground part factor looking at all the different grounds and how easy or hard they are to bat with. And the top six or a top six batsman in the last 3 years, the rolling average is 30.67. So it's not 40 is elite. Anything over 30 is you're above average cricketer. And they've got that with several of their players. Billy Godleyman being one, averages 35 over the last few years. Wayne Madsen as well. Everyone else dips, unfortunately, below average. And this is where a lot of their problems come from. They generally don't score enough runs. So bringing in someone like a Shah Masood as your overseas player who averages 30 in test match cricket. He also averages 36 in first class cricket and 57 from 100 list A games. That's pretty good stature to bring in. And he's someone who's got better over the last couple of years. He was outstanding in the PSL this year. So they've got a few gaps around the batting, but it does create opportunities for other people. We're quite high on Lewis Rees over the last few years on the podcast. He's someone that can get it done with both bat and ball. And Brooke Guest might get a bit of a run out. He's 24 years old. I was looking at his number going 29. I was like, he's not 29. He's 24 years old, averages mid-20s. But mid-20s is where most people in this Derbyshire team are falling. So you're essentially looking for people to step up and start providing some greater quality along the way. With the ball, Lewis Rees probably is their best bowler alongside Ben Aitchison. They both are very, very good. Lewis Rees with his left arm medium, Ben Aitchison probably a bit more right arm medium fast. Both averaged 24-25 with the ball over the last 3 years. That's very, very good position to be in. And there's young Sam Connors coming through as well. 37 wickets at 31, ever improving player. So I think they do a good job of actually trying to balance youth and experience in this Derbyshire outfit. And all those young players, having a Shah Massoud coming across, having new coaching, the highest quality coaching around, is going to be a good thing. And it could actually be the thing that starts to traject this Derbyshire team upwards rather than being a staple of the bottom of the division.
Absolutely. They'll be very, very optimistic of what they can achieve this year. Nothing else will cross Mickey Arthur's mind. Lewis Deploy as well, somebody I forgot to mention, over 4,500 runs at an average of 43 in first-class cricket for him. A very, very important player. The big out and the big miss who we spoke about yesterday, who's joined Lancashire, is that of Matt Critchley. It is Lancashire he's gone to, isn't it? Not Essex. Red Essex. Counties. Essex, there you go. They're all the same, them first division counties. They just look the same. Matt Critchley, he got himself 1,000 runs last year and 30-odd wickets. He is an absolute talent. That's a huge, huge loss for Derbyshire, but I'm sure they'll be trying to overcome that. Let's move it on, Rob. Durham. Durham. Durham of David Beddingham fame, the South African. He just scored runs for fun last year, didn't he? This is a team, we're going to get onto our County Notts in a minute, but I think Durham is the other team that are the head and shoulders above everybody else in this Division 2, and rightly so, in my opinion. They've got Alex Lees. Alex Lees, he of holding the current title of temporary, or maybe hopefully more than temporary, England opener, but we can only ever say temporary or stick an asterisk by their name. Keegan Peterson is joining him, the South African, who's starting to make his way in international cricket. They then have Beddingham coming in after him, doesn't it? A 3 or 4 for them. Quality top. They should have a bit of Ben Stokes action early on in the summer. He's not played for Durham for a few years now, so he'll be hopeful he can get in there. They've also the likes of, let's see who we want to pick out here. I think with the ball, let's have a look. Chris Rushworth, we spoke about quite a few players, didn't we, who had hit in their late 30s who just don't seem to ease up. Rushworth was just pipped to the leading wickets by a certain Luke Fletcher last year, wasn't he? But he was one of the most consistent bowlers in English cricket. Ben Raines there as well. And Bryden Carter, young player that didn't quite make the breakthrough I thought he would do last year. But he's somebody that I think we really, really need to keep a close eye on. And he could probably, I think he could jump ahead of quite a number of England bowlers in this coming summer. So Durham, we know what they've got. We know what they're all about. Scott Borthwick is captain, Marcus North, director of cricket, and James Franklin as their head coach. They're a talented setup, and they will be expecting, not hoping, expecting to get promotion this year.
Yeah, they will, and quite rightly so. They were a very good team last year. Why wouldn't they be this year? Beddingham deserves special praise. I've got him listed in the top 10 batsmen in the country. South African may or may not go the English qualification route. And we'll see. It's quite odd to know what's going to happen with this, because we saw it with Faf du Plessis back in the day. He was going to go England route, and then South Africa stepped in and said, no, mate, we're giving you a contract. David Beddingham, insane in England, has gone and played four-day cricket in South Africa and topped the runs in their franchise state competition. So he's getting it done all around. He's got the fifth best average over the last 3 years in county cricket. He is just insanely good, and he does it at the Riverside. The Riverside, a ground where batting is 10% harder than the county average, and he still ground out a 51 average. And you look at all the grounds that he played at over the last 3 years, his ballpark, ground park factor average rises to 55. That's how good he is. He's 19 runs on average above the top six batsmen going around. So one of the best players going around. They may miss Alex Lees. So if Alex Lees does get the nod for an extended run in this England team, they're going to miss that. He averages 39 over the last few years. Looking at where he's been playing, that average rises to 43. And he bats a huge amount of time, 91 balls per dismissal. We've seen that in Test match cricket already with him. Great ability to soak up pressure, bat time. Just need to see that extended into scoring runs into Test match cricket as well. So with the bat, they're really good. They're really good. Ned Eckersley needs some appreciation as well. He averages 34 first-class cricket, above average player. Everyone else kind of drops below who's played first-class cricket for them. But Ben Stokes is not playing in the IPL. Ben Stokes should be available for some first-class cricket to get rid of due to his prioritisation of Test cricket and maybe being England Test cricket captain. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out with the ball. Rushworth leads the way, who is year-on-year best seamer in county cricket conditions. Ben Raine exceptional player. Brydon Carse, hugely thought of in this England outfit. Big, strong, fast, can get it done. So there's no reason to look at this team, especially if you throw in Stokes into the mixer, that they can't go and get it done anywhere in the country. Maybe one of the issues that you've got when you look from it, you're kind of going, well, who's going to bowl your spin, mate? Mm-hmm. Not quite sure on the answer of that, but if you're bowling teams out for 200 with world-class seam bowlers at first-class level, then you're all good. You've not got a problem.
Yeah. They're going to be a team that's going to really need a good start. When they've got Stokes available, when they've got Alex Lees available, and if Lees starts well, he's going to be in the England team, absolutely. And if he continues that form in the England team, they're not going to see him anymore, are they? Like for Stokes, once Stokes gets into England this summer, he's gone. He's not playing for Durham in Red Bull cricket again, more than likely. We need to control his workload rather than resting England bowlers that haven't bowled over the winter. Yeah. We'll get onto that in a minute. But it's all about the start they make. If they can ride the wave of the likes of Lees and Stokes and get off to a good start, then yeah, absolutely. Don't look back. You're going to get promoted.
Take wickets. Take wickets on seeming conditions. Win those games that your team's built for. Yeah. You'll be all good.
Absolutely. And Mark Wood in there as well, obviously, England man. Hopefully he's going to be fit and firing. I'm sure you've all seen the videos of him coming round after his operation while he's still under anaesthetic. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Honesty comes through there. So yeah, have a look if you haven't seen that already. So yeah, Durham are going to be an exceptional team this year, but let's keep it moving. Let's get into South Wales. Let's get to Glamorgan. David Lloyd has now took the captaincy. Kieran Carlson was the star of the summer last year for them, though. He's a relatively young player. He started, I think, when he was about 21. He really, really absolutely exploded onto the scene. Had a couple of quiet summers, but last year, he absolutely came of age. Marnus Labuschagne, he is going to be back after having an exceptional time, a little 2019 for Glamorgan. In 10 games, he scored 1,114 runs at an average of 65 with 5 centuries. If they can get anything out of him this summer, it will be quality, absolute quality. Sam Northeast, after having a bit of a tour of the county circuit last year with Notts, Yorkshire, and wherever else it was, he's decided to join Glamorgan. He's an exceptional county cricketer. And as for overseas player, Michael Neeser as well, who got himself in the Australian test setup over the winter. He's going to be in there as well, hoping he's going to be fit and firing to go for that one as well. Michael Hogan is still going strong. I think this is his final season and his testimonial year for Glamorgan. He's into his 40s now. He's going to be looking to see what he can do. They've got a pretty good team, haven't they? They've got one of those setups. When you look through the names of Billy Roots of this world, the Joe Cook, Chris Cook, sorry, Lucas Carey, Ed and Byrams, a lot of pretty good players. David Lloyd, as we said about the captain. Have they got enough top-tier talent to project them up the second division and to be able to compete? That's my question with this team. I'm not sure.
I really like them. I'm going to start with the batting. I think Marnus is just exceptional. He's one of the best players that's going to touch county cricket with the bat this year. Chris Cook, constantly underrated, averages 47 in the last 3 seasons, is exceptional, exceptional player. He scores 50 plus in 24% of his innings. So that's every 4 innings he's getting that done. Sam Northeast averages 38. Remember, league average is about 30 for a top 6 batsman in the last 3 seasons. So they've got a lot of players that are good. Kieran Carlson, you touched on, averages 37. Callum Taylor averages 36. Even Billy Root and David Lloyd average 32, which is above the county championship average. And when you look at the ground part factors of where they've been scoring the runs, their averages are coming out around the same. It's not like they're cashing in playing it at the Oval. They're scoring runs all around the country. So I don't think with the bat, this is a bad team at all. I actually think it's a pretty decent team. With the bat. With the ball, I'm a little bit apprehensive about how they're going to do. I look through this. There's not a lot of good bowling averages going around. Michael Nessa is going to be absolutely critical for them. 23 wickets in 16 in the last 3 years playing in county cricket alone. We know he's been a part of this Australian team. He's done really well in Sheffield Shield cricket for a long time. But a lot of it isn't that good. Tim van der Gooten, 54 wickets at 35. Dan Douthwaite, 48 wickets at 38. James Harris, not quite the player he used to be, 45 wickets at 34. I think they're going to score some runs, and you can see the talent in the batting lineup, but I'm not quite sure where all the wickets are going to be coming from. But maybe that's just it creating an opportunity for other people to come in and start making an impact on the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's worth just mentioning again here, I can't remember if we did on the top of this one, but we're looking at the last 3 years of the bowling averages, aren't we? So when you're talking about the likes of Hogan and Harris, etc., what their average is. And that's not their career average. We know those boys have taken hundreds of wickets. You know, James Harris, 508 wickets at 28. Hogan, 636 at 24. Quality players over a career. But what are they now? And have they got enough in the arsenal, in that bowling attack, to protect them? It's great that James Harris has come back. He started off here, went over to Middlesex for a number of years, got himself around the England sort of mentioning side, didn't he, for a little while. Didn't quite do it, but it's a great pickup to have him back. He puts the ball around corners, so he could be a handful. And it's about this bowling attack. Can they stay fit? How much can Nessa Nisa give you from the overseas pro slot as well? And how much can Labuschagne give you? They'll want to compete. They'll be hopeful that they can do a little bit more than I'm maybe giving them credit for. And I'm glad that you do like them. I think they're a pretty good side. The longer you look at the team, the more impressed you do get with them. But I'm not sure that they've quite got enough to really compete at the top end of the table. Let's get on to Leicestershire now, shall we? The Foxes. Colin Ackerman's captain this year. Paul Nixon's still the head coach. Hey, we all know Paul Nixon. He's a character, isn't he? He's a good bloke. This is an interesting team. I'm not quite sure what to make of them. This is the sort of team where I could be tempted to put them bottom of the league, but I could probably say after the first two teams, I think the next six could finish anywhere from 3 to 8. I think that's just what this second division looks like this year. They've got some good young players, haven't they? They've got the likes of Harry Swindles and Lewis Hill, who really did kick on and show what they can do last year. Lewis Hill, very close to 1,000 runs, and Swindles, very good middle order player, wicketkeeper as well. Callum Parkinson, Matt Parkinson's brother, he got himself 50 wickets last year. Only Simon Harmer took more than 50 wickets with 53 last year. So that's somebody we need to look at. South African bowler Buren Hendricks, a left-arm seamer. Very talented player. He's just getting himself in the South African setup. He's somebody that should go very, very well. And Wiern Mulder as well is returning as well to Leicestershire. What else do we have? Hassan Azad. We can't go past him, can we? Somebody that I think if he played for a different county, we would have been talking about him. Well, not we, because we have been talking about him, but others would have been talking about him for England selection and those stupid that we can't stop talking about opening spots for England. Hassan Azad would have been well and truly in that conversation, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, mate. He's exceptional. He averages 38 over the last three seasons of playing cricket. I actually rank him in the 25 best batters in the country. His balls per dismissal is outstanding, 94.71. But take into account that Grace Road at the 18 home grounds in the country is the second easiest place to bat. An average of 35.26, which is way behind Kensington Oval, which is just in and around its own one. But it's interesting. It's 12% easier to bat here than County Championship average. So that does need to be part of the factors. The guys that are good, Harry Swindles has done a really good job keeping wicket, an average of 33.84 over the last 3 years for the 23-year-old. He'll be looking to improve on that. If he can go an average 35 this year, that's another improvement and keep taking a step forward. Lewis Hill averages 36. Colin Ackerman does Colin Ackerman type things year on year. He averages 38 no matter where he's playing the game. With the ball, because this is what you really need to get nailed down, is how do you take wickets? Because they always score. Last year, they scored a lot of runs. And they did pretty well for themselves with the bat, but they struggled to bowl teams out. And that's not unique because they're playing at Grace Road where batting's easier and bowling is harder. Chris Wright is a massive part of that. 101 wickets, an average of 26 over the last few years. And Callum Parkinson, 63 wickets at 29, who you touched on. But then there's a huge drop-off. Everyone's averaging 30-plus over the last 3 years. Who's going to be the guys that come in and help this team? Well, they've got, looking for his name, they've got Wiern Mulder signed as an overseas player as well. Yeah. The South African bowler who averages 29 in test match cricket. Only from 8 games, he's got 14 wickets. So they're looking to try and make a change alongside trying to bring in the right people that's going to make a difference. It's just interesting. One guy that really could improve is Will Davis, 26-year-old, right-arm fast medium bowler. 41 wickets at 33 over the last few years. He'll be looking to get to that point of his career where I've played enough cricket. I'm ready to kind of take that next step and I'm looking to take some more wickets. Maybe get my average under 30 for the year would be a good way to go. I like this team and I like players in this team. I just haven't quite seen it as a whole team for many years. That's why they're near the bottom. And I still think they've got gaps. But what they do have is a lot of young players who's eager to play cricket and absolutely who get opportunities.
100%. And there's always going to be more young players, and I'll mention one in a minute. But the likes of, like I said, the Lewis Hills, the Harris Winners of this world are improving cricketers. They're going to get better year on year. I'm absolutely certain of it. Buren Hendricks, like we say, Wayne Mulder, however you say his name, they're going to be really key with the ball, aren't they? And they're going to want to need to shoulder a lot of responsibility for this attack. One player we need to mention, Rayan Ahmed, a 17-year-old leg spinner. He was in the England under-19 squad over the winter. He really, really impressed. He did all sorts, got people in all sorts of trouble in the under-19 World Cup. Can Leicester be brave enough to throw him in? Probably when he's allowed off from school, because he's only 17. But can they throw him in? Are they brave enough to see if he can really, really give it a go playing first-class cricket at that very, very tender age? I would love to see it. He looks an absolute talent. Let's move away from Leicestershire and let's move all the way to Lords, up to HQ for Middlesex. Peter Hanscom is returning, the Australian. He's going to be captaining the setup once more. He should have been there in 2019, but because of COVID, he didn't come. And then last year, he did come back over, long-awaited captain and overseas player, and he didn't really have it all his own way. So it's going to be a really, really tough job for him. But you would hope that a player of his quality, you know, ex-Australian international batsman, that he will be able to take on and shoulder a lot of that responsibility of a team that is getting younger and getting more and more homegrown than it's probably ever been before. There's no more Dawid Malan. There's no more Paul Sterling. Steve Finn's moved on to pastures new, as is Nick Gubbins. So there's a lot of opportunity here. The main part of the batting lineup really is Sam Robson. He's a player. He played for England. My God, is there a team that we talk about without talking about a potential opener? Probably not. Sam Robson. He scored 1,000 runs last year. Yeah. There is an argument to be made that he could work his way back round. We are that far around the circle now that we're nearly back at Sam Robson for England territory. He's around there, isn't he? We've spoke about Hanscom already. Mark Stoneman's returned to the county as well. You've got John Simpson, who had a bit of a breakout last year, the wicketkeeper batsman. There are some players that offer some potential. With the ball, Tim Murta will keep going forever, it seems. Toby Rowland-Jones as well. And Mini Murta, Ethan Bamber. He's the man I think we need to be keeping an eye on with the ball, the left armer for Middlesex. Blake Cullen, another nice player to watch. But one player I just want to quickly mention before I hand it back to you, Rob, an overseas bowler that's coming across, Shaheen Sharafreedy. I cannot wait to see that man play English county cricket.
It's a good chat. And I can't say his name in my head. I always go, do, Shaheen Sharafreedy. That always happens. He's incredible. Didn't have the best time against Australia, but bowling on a road, it's pretty hard. But he did have Aaron Finch in his back pocket for the one-day series, which has just completed. So, wonderful signing. You can't go far wrong. Sam Robson still gets it done, mate. I've got him listed in the top 25 players in county cricket at number 25 with the bat. Averages 36 over the last few years. But one thing that goes sneaky under the radar is Lords is the second hardest ground to play at out of everyone's natural home ground, where batsmen only average 27.27. That's home teams and away teams playing there, meaning it's 13% harder to bat at than anywhere else. So Robson, although he averages 36, his average with ground part factors thrown into it raises to 38.24, which is pretty exceptional. He's a good player. They need him to score runs. I don't think he'll be part of an England conversation anytime soon. England were enamoured with the next young best thing. We never went back to Mark Rampakesh when he was the best first-class cricketer for 50 years. John Simpson, can he do it again? Old guy, he's only 33, but he averaged 33 last year as well, and he got some kudos. He got called into England squads over the last couple of years in white ball formats. Mark Stoneman at the top, averages 30. Now, I'm a Kevin Peterson fan. Kevin Peterson tweeted that Mark Stoneman... I know, I've got him into the podcast again. He tweeted that Mark Stoneman should open the batting for England, and that is utterly false. He's 34 years old. He averages 30 with the bat over the last 3 years. Some of that was playing at much better batter-friendly conditions than this, and that average comes down to 28. He also, when you looked into who he did well and who he did poor against during his career, or the last 4 or 5 years... terrible against spin, really struggles against spin. So I'm just going to put that there, Kevin, that we disagree on Mark Stoneman.
You mean that, Kevin Peterson has said something that's completely nonsensical, but it's got himself a little bit of time in the spotlight.
Exactly. I think one thing that needs calling out was how poor Pete Hanscom was last year with the bat.
Yes,
he was literally non-existent with the bat. flaky at best. He's now 30 years old. Mm. He averages 19.56 from 16 innings in county championship cricket over the last 3 years, mate. That is not going to set anything alight anytime quick. And from someone who's your club captain, I expect to see a lot better. The bowling unit is held together by tape a little bit, with Tim Murtough being 40 and Toby Rowland-Jones, who of England fame for a short cup of coffee. Both are very, very good, but one's 34, one's 40. Can they stay fit for the whole year? Ethan Bamber, you've touched on, very, very good. Mm. Tom Helm is someone to look forward to, 33 wickets, an average of 32 in the last few years, and is pretty quick. And Martin Anderson, 25 years old, 43 wickets at 27, again, is someone that could potentially get some pretty decent game time and do pretty well for himself. The one more name to throw into the mixer is Josh DeCares. I just want to put it there.
Hit me to it.
Yeah, Michael Atherton's son?
Yes, correct. Yep. Just took his wife's name.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, just talking of lineage, we touched on a Birkenstein in the last podcast. We're touching on a DeCares in this podcast.
Yeah. Still think it's Benkenstein, but never mind.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you beat me to it. Yeah, I wanted to mention that. And could this be the year we see the son of Atherton make his way into the county game and start getting some headlines for himself? I think he possibly could be, especially if Hanscom doesn't perform at the top of the order. I think a Mr. DeCares might want an opportunity there. Right, let's get on to it. That's five down, isn't it? Three to go. We're on to Nottinghamshire. We're on to the home county, Rob. This is what it's all about. This is what everyone tuned in for. Not somehow we're in Division 2, even though they finished, I don't know, a point or so, was it, off finishing
0.5 from making the Bob Willis Trophy final.
Yeah, I mean, they were in with a shout of winning the first division, winning the county championship last year. But somehow, because of the way they've all done it, they've rejigged it back as if COVID never happened. 2019 standings, it meant that Notts got relegated that year and they are in Division 2. It is what it is. It's up to Notts now to show everyone what a good talent they are and go and win this league, or at least fight it out with Durham to get promoted, which is exactly what they should be doing. This squad on paper is quality. The biggest name for me is James Pattinson, the Australian international. He is just, I mean, what a signing that is. You've got Dane Patterson with the ball as well. You've then got the likes of Stuart Broad, if he's able to play, which we are definitely going to come on to in a minute. Then you've got Jake Ball. You've got so much with the attack, haven't you? You know, they've still got Brett Hutton knocking about. Steve Mullaney turned it up. Luke Fletcher was the leading wicket taker in county cricket last year. Get him an England shirt. He's there as well. With the ball, they have got everything they need. You've got Liam Paterson-White with the ball as well as a spinner. You've got Matt Carter in reserve and even Calvin Harrison, who shot out from nowhere last year. With the bat, you have the likes of Joe Clark and Ben Duckett, two of the finest, most talented, highly talented middle-order players this country has. Joe Clark must be very close to England recognition. Not going to go into his past misdemeanors, etc.
Yeah.
That's not about what we're talking about today. But Joe Clark and Ben Duckett should be pushing for England recognition this year, maybe in different formats, but we will see. At some point, they will both be pulling on England jerseys. And you've obviously got Haseeb Hameed, who had a very, very difficult winter, but he's come back. He's going to be firing again, isn't he? He's already scoring runs in pre-season. I think Notts will go well with the bat. I don't know where the weak links are in this team, Rob. A couple of young players that I think we definitely need to talk about. Joey Everson, all-rounder, young homegrown all-rounder, but Lyndon James. Lyndon James possibly is the man that's going to get the headlines, and he's going to be that perfect balancing point for this attack with the ball and the bat for Notts. So a lot of talent. They really have to be looking to win Division 2 this year. Anything less in Red Bull, I think, will be a bit of a failure.
They do. My list of top batsmen in the country is based on stats from the last 3 years. And I've got four of these Notts players between 27 and 40. Hameed, right. Ben Slater, Lyndon James, Joe Clark. Absolutely exceptional over that period of time. Ben Duckett averages 35, which is very, very good as well. So with those five at the top, I think you're looking like a very good team. One thing that made me quite sad when I went through this was the decline of Samit Patel as a red ball cricketer over the last period. He averages 23 with the bat over the last 3 years, and he averages 33 with the ball. He's a declining specimen on a diet of sausage rolls and putting bets on the bookies. But
he's he's probably only white ball now, isn't he? I don't think he played last year in Red Bull cricket. And the year before, they were playing him as batting him down at about eight. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've loved Samet over the years.
Yeah. Time's been had, and I hold Samet in high regard. He was my age group growing up, and I can remember playing against him. And I've told the story once that I got him out in a under-13s or under-14s game around then once. Many, many moons ago. He won't remember it, but I think about it most nights when I go to sleep. So Notts are a good teammate. Top six look great. One thing that's really strong about Notts is there may be England call-ups, but it's not like they are the immediate cab off the rank or the immediate call-up. So that start of the season should be pretty consistent with what you're going to be able to put out on the pitch. Particularly with the batsman, with the ball, you've touched on Luke Fletcher, 101 wickets at an average of 18 in the last 3 years, mate. Between the age of 30 to 33, he's hitting his peak, which is brilliant. Brett Hutton's always good. Dane Patterson was very good last year as well. Liam Paterson-White with his spin. And Stuart Broad rested for first game of season despite playing no cricket, may or may not play cricket for England this summer.
It is farcical. I don't even know. Does the ECB know what it's doing at the moment? Does anyone actually understand what cricket is or who played or who didn't play? Not only do we have the embarrassment of Broad and Anderson not touring the West Indies and not obviously playing in those three test matches when we were desperate for some quality in that bowling attack, but now Stuart Broad has been told that he has to rest in the first week of the season. Why is it always... It does seem to be Notts players. A lot of the time, these England players aren't allowed to go and play county cricket when other counties seem to get their players. Jimmy Anderson, we don't know what they would have done because Lancashire don't have a game until the following week. But Stuart Broad being told that he can rest for the first championship game of the season after he didn't go to West Indies. You idiots. You're absolute morons, ECB, or whoever's making this decision within the England hierarchy. If it's anyone going for a job in the future hierarchy, please rip up your application now. We don't want anything to do with you. Notts, brilliant. We get Stuart Broad at some point. No, we don't. We're not allowed him. It's just farcical, mate. But Notts, I'm really excited about this setup. There's some really good young players. Notts, I think, have had some unfair criticism over the years when it seems like, oh, we sign all the players. Well, go around and look at a lot of other counties. A lot of other counties do it as well. We've picked players up from situations where they were not getting cricket and we've turned them into Notts players over a long, long period of time. Broad was the start of that. In this setup, but you've also looking at the sites of Haseeb Ameed and Captain Stephen Mullaney. They were going nowhere with the counties at the time. We bring them in, we don't get credit for it. Duckett, you can argue Joe Clark, that's another story. But we've got a lot of young players coming through. We've mentioned Everson, we've mentioned Lyndon James, but there are so many more coming through.
Fatih Singh,
who
was part of the England under 19 team.
Absolutely, yeah. You've got your Matt Carter of this world. You're just rattling through. James Hayes is another one coming through. Sam King. Matt Montgomery is an interesting one. He's come across from South Africa. He's an interesting one. Tom Moores as well, the wicketkeeper batsman, who he has his detractors, but who are also people that are very fond of him. He's an interesting cricketer, and he just probably needs to kick on and do a little bit more for me in Red Bull cricket. But Notts should be vying for that top spot with Durham. And for my money, without spoiling it later, I think that they should be winning this division too.
Yeah.
Right, from the experienced, from the full big old squad of superstars, I'd say, in Nottinghamshire, we now go to the kids. We're in Sussex, Rob. What a strange setup it's been in the last couple of years. We've seen the likes of Ben Brown, Chris Jordan, Phil Salt have all moved on, amongst others. And it's a team full of kids, isn't it? This is proper, can you win a championship with children? And this is what some of them are. Some of them are still at school. We don't have a captain as yet, unless anyone's heard anything in the last few days. So many players have left, haven't they? I'm just looking at this as well. Danny Briggs, Michael Burgess, Laurie Evans, Reece Topley, Luke Wells have also moved on over the last few years. No Timo Mills in Red Bull either. But there's so many exciting young players in this setup. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do. I don't think people are going to be tipping them to do anything other than finish bottom this year. But I like we spoke about with Kent in Division 1, I think there's an excitement here. Finn Hudson-Prentice has come across from Derbyshire.
Yeah.
Exceptional all-round cricketer. And then the young player list just rattles through, doesn't it? With the bat, Alistair Orr, all-rounder Danny Ibrahim, Tom Haynes, arguably the finest young cricketer in England, and somebody who I still don't understand why he wasn't with the Lions over the winter. He scored 1,000 runs last year. He should have been in a conversation for the next England opener, let alone be in the Lions squad. That's a huge, huge oversight for me. He is going to be someone that's going to be banging the door down as we start the summer. Steve Finn's come across as well. Great experience to go alongside others for the likes of James Cole, Henry Crocombe, and George Garton, who we've seen in England colours as well. Cheteshwar Pujara is coming over as an overseas player. He's going to need to perform to really help this young team out. Travis Head was supposed to be coming across, but he can no longer come across because of how well it's gone for him for Australia. Young team, Rob, but how do you fancy him?
I fancy him quite a lot, actually. I think Ali Orr has got potential to be one of the best players in the County Championship season. I actually rank him in the top 15 players, English eligible players in the country over based on performances of the last 3 years. He averages 39. His ballpark, ground park factor average raises to over 40. He scores runs well. He scores 50-plus runs well. And he doesn't get out below 10 very often. He's quite incredibly consistent, to be honest, mate. He's looking like a very, very good player and showing great maturity from 14 innings only, sure. But for a 20-year-old, that's quite impressive. You touched on Tom Haynes. Absolutely wonderful season. Last season, he averages 35 over the last three seasons. But his ability to not get out under 10 is exceptional. He gets out 22% of the time under 10. That's 12% better than the league average. And he had 1,000 runs last year. And he should be in conversations to go and do bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. You touched on Finn Hudson-Prentice. He's only 26. He averages 28 with the bat in the last 3 years and 28 with the ball in the last 3 years. That's genuine all-rounder category for me that I put him in real high regard about what he can go and achieve. And with the ball, they're good. George Garton's there, Steve Finn's there, Ollie Robinson will need...
Yes, of course.
...should be there. They're a good team, mate, and they're going to be in and around the top tier of the division.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got Danny Ibrahim and Archie Lennon both played last year at the age of 17. We asked the question whether Leicester would be big enough and bold enough to pick a 17-year-old in Rayan Ahmed. Sussex are doing it. They did it last year.
Yeah.
Get them in. Get these young players in and let's see what they can do. I'm really excited by Sussex. I think they're going to surprise people. As I said before, I think anyone from position 3 to 8, it could be any of those six teams. Notts and Durham to go up. I'm saying it now. I don't think we need to chat about that afterwards, right, Rob? That's what's going to happen. And the next six could be in any position. Shuffle the deck however you want to see them. But I'm excited to see what Sussex can do with that young revolution. Let's wrap it up, Rob. New Road, Worcestershire. We're very fond of Worcestershire from Newark because we're usually underwater over winter, as is Worcestershire. So we feel like we have a bit of a relationship. Brett D'Oliveira is following that fine tradition of D'Oliveira's at Worcestershire, and he's now got the captaincy, something his grandfather and his father didn't do at Worcestershire. So that's a proud, proud time for him. No Daryl Mitchell this year for Worcestershire. That's a bit of a shock. Worcestershire is not the same side without seeing Daryl Mitchell there, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to see him there. Jake Libby, though, he's a man. He's another one, isn't he? That every county has to have a conversation about an opener. Jake Libby, like many others, like Hassan Azad and a few others, and Tom Haynes, should potentially be in that conversation for that opportunity. Ed Barnard, again, he's another man, all-rounder. He's just a very, very talented cricketer. He's arguably the second most important batsman for this team. Azhar Ali's coming across as the overseas player. And then there's just plenty of steady cricketers that if they can step up the game, who knows where they can go. The likes of Ben Cox, the likes of Josh Tong, Ed Pollock's returned as well. We've spoken about Ed Barnard. There's lots of good players in this team, but I'm not quite sure what their ceiling is.
I think not a bad team. They play at New Road, which is 10% easier to bat at. It's the third easiest place to bat in the country. So that needs taken into effect. But Jake Libby averages 46 from the last three seasons. Mm. And you look at where he scored his runs all around the country, his average actually goes up because he's played on some difficult grounds away from home and done very well in those situations. His 98 balls per dismissal is exceptionally high. Just a great cricketer. Mm. Jack Haynes needs a little bit of love. 21 years old. He averages 32 with the bat already, and that's from 29 innings. So that's given himself a pretty good indication of where he's at. He's already an above average County Championship cricketer in terms of his production so far. So they're looking pretty good. And Azhar Ali, 37-year-old Pakistan number 3, scored 100 in the series against Australia. He's coming in. He's not got the best County Championship record, but in terms of experience and wealth of knowledge and what he can pass on to the rest of the team, I think he's a very good player. With the ball, I think they're actually pretty good. Joe Leach is very good at 98 wickets at 27. Ed Barnard, very good. Charlie Morris, very good as well, averages under 30. Then you get to your Dylan Pellingtons, where 48 wickets at 30 over the last few years. But Josh Tong, 24 years old, 45 wickets at 23 with the ball over the last 3 years, is a very good team. So are they the best team in the league? Probably not. Are they the worst team in the league? Definitely not. And yeah, they're going to score runs. They're going to put pressure on you. And they've got the ability to take wickets and win games.
100% agree. I think Azarelli coming into the team, bringing 14,000 first-class runs with him and joining Jake Libby at the top of the order is absolutely useful. And you mentioned Jack Haynes as well. I think he could be the absolute star of the show for Worcestershire, given time and opportunity.
He could be. I've got him ranked number 65th in the country at the moment, but I've also got Jake Libby rated in the top 10 in the country in terms of batsmen. So that's how good, in fact, I'm going to say he's in the top five. That's how good he is to me, and how consistent he is in county cricket time and time again.
Brilliant, brilliant. I think that wraps it all, Rob, unless there's anything else you need to talk about. I know you need to get out of here pretty sharpish. Notts and Durham, I think Notts are going to win this division. If they don't, I'm going to be very upset. I think Durham get promoted as well with them. And then who's going to finish bottom of the table? I think let's round it out on that note.
I think you're right. Notts, Durham. Last year, it came down to, for Notts, really, what held them back was their performances against Durham. Yeah, I think they won one, lost one, but they should have won more than what they did. So it could well be the same. You've got to win your big games, beat the teams that is going to be generally near the bottom of the league, which is your Derbyshires and Leicestershires on average every single season, poor them. But how do you do against the big teams? Can you grind out a draw away from home where you need to, and can you win at home?
Yeah, I think that Notts attack is going to... there's enough runs in the Nottinghamshire attack to make sure that they can keep pace and give them enough to bowl at. And I think when you've got the likes of James Pattinson and Dane Patterson, alongside Luke Fletcher and some of those young all-rounders, I just think that's going to be too much. Bottom of the table, I'm going to sadly say Leicestershire prop it all up and finish 8th or 18th, whichever way you want to look at it.
I agree with Leicestershire. I think talented with the bat, lacking a little bit roundness with the ball to be able to win enough games, in my opinion.
Yeah. Definitely.
But let us know what you guys think, who you think is going to go up from this division. Second division is always exciting because there's promotion involved in it. There's more teams involved in trying to get those two spots to go up, and who you're going to think's bottom, but also who's the key players, like who's the breakout stars, who's those under 19 cricketers that is the next one that's going to get a game this year and be the 17-year-old that goes and scores 500 runs and does some pretty good stuff. So that's division one done. It's division two done. And the county championship season is right around the corner. We'll be back weekly reviewing what's gone on. We'll look at the league tables, the players, the games, and everything that's going on. So make sure you rate, review, subscribe wherever you are. And we'll catch you next time.